On today's show, Audi gives us a look at the new A8. Cadillac is trying to attract customers with helicopter rides, and autonomous cars are going to clobber the insurance industry. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Audi has been teasing us with details about its upcoming A8 over the last month, and yesterday, a camouflage version made its way down the red carpet for the premiere of the new Spider-Man movie. The company normally conceals its vehicles in a pattern of black and white swirls, but for the premiere, the camouflage pattern incorporates spider webs. The car is featured in the upcoming movie and has a scene that shows off Audi's AI traffic jam pilot. Robert Downey Jr. and Jon Favreau, who also star in the movie, arrived at the premiere in an R8 Spider, which is a nod to the Iron Man movies. The new Spider-Man hits theaters next month, and Audi will reveal the new A8 on July 11th in Barcelona. Luxury automakers are always looking for new ways to offer consumers unique experiences, and here's the latest trick up Cadillac's sleeve. Starting on July 7th, the automaker will give 8 free helicopter rides a week from Manhattan to the Hamptons. The free flights will be posted at random on the helicopter operator's app, so those interested will have to refresh often to secure a spot. And the first 6 people to book a flight will get a complimentary XT5 to use for the weekend. Cadillac is also looking out for passengers on regularly scheduled flights between Memorial Day and Labor Day. If bad weather cancels a flight, they'll get a chauffeur-driven Cadillac as transportation. You know, it's all about getting butts in seats. Automakers know their chance of making a sale jumps dramatically if they can get someone to take a test drive. Speaking of luxury cars, coming up next, we'll show you how to increase your privacy.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
And before we get back to the news, a quick programming note here. Autoline Daily will be off all next week as the whole Autoline crew takes a well-deserved mid-year break. We'll resume our normal programming on July 10th. Automakers are investing heavily to upgrade the instrument clusters and infotainment systems of their cars, and that is turning into a bonanza for the supplier companies that make them. The data house IHS says that the market for cockpit electronics is worth $37 billion a year right now, but forecasts it will jump to $62 billion by 2022. According to the consulting firm PwC, the electronics content will jump from 13% of the value of a car to around 20% in just the next 2 years. The top suppliers in this business today include Visteon, Delphi, Bosch, Continental, and Denso. And as automakers develop autonomous cars, the interiors become even more important, meaning this is a great business to be in. You know, Mercedes has been offering windows that tint at the push of a button for several years now. When an electrical current is applied to a thin film that's sandwiched between the panes of glass, it causes the molecules to clump together, changing the opacity of the glass. And now the supplier Continental is taking the technology a step further, automatic tinting. When the car is parked, the windows are at full tint to keep the interior cool. As you approach the car, the windows go clear. While driving down the road, even when turning, the tint will adjust automatically to conditions, whether it's bright sunlight or going through a dark tunnel or underpass. Another unique application is a strip at the top of the windshield. It's a clever way to keep the sun out of the driver's eyes, but in an autonomous future, it could be applied to the entire windshield. Another benefit is the air conditioning system doesn't have to work as hard. Automakers could even reduce the entire size of the AC system. Coming up next, BMW is dropping manual transmissions in a number of models, and it's all got to do with electric cars.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go.
Watch our latest Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about how autonomous cars could prove to be a bonanza for suppliers making cockpit electronics. But not every sector of the automotive business is going to benefit from driverless cars. KPMG is forecasting that it's going to cripple companies involved in selling car insurance. KPMG says that the money they spend on car insurance will drop 71% by the year 2050, representing a drop of $137 billion. It expects that autonomous cars will eliminate 90% of accidents, that automakers will assume product liability, and that car sharing will lead consumers to drop personal liability insurance, while fleets will take on commercial insurance. While we know that manual transmissions are on the endangered species list, and now even BMW is dropping them. BMW is searching for ways to increase the profitability of plug-in and electric cars, and so it's cutting slow-selling options like manual transmissions. BMW is going to eliminate them from the 2 Series. Interestingly, BMW says it will save more money by adding battery packs to existing vehicles, such as the Mini, rather than creating new ones like the i3. And hey, be sure to join us this afternoon for AutoLine After Hours. It's all about the Alfa Romeo Stelvio. We've got Reed Biglin, who runs Alfa Worldwide, and Peter Hovigin, who runs Alfa in North America. They'll be telling us all about their plans to roll this vehicle out into the marketplace, and we'll also talk to a number of automotive journalists to get their driving impressions. So join John and Gary for some of the best insights as to what's going on in the automotive industry. And with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.